Following shiur is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. Chovos HaLevavos, the introduction to Hakdama, part 2. Chashen is bar li chiyuv hachochma hatzfuna. And as it became clear to me, the obligation of this hidden wisdom, min ha-seichel, from intellect, the akosuf, and from psukim, the akabola, and from our mesorah, from Torah Shebaal Peh, Amarti, I said, Shema ha-min hazeh min ha-mitzvos, maybe this category of mitzvos, ein anu chayovim bo b'chol eis u'v'chol makom. Maybe we're not obligated to them in all times in every place. Kashmita v'chayovel v'chakarbonos, just like shmita and yovel and karbonos. V'chasher iyanti, and when I looked further into it, matzosi, I found, she'anu chayovim bo tamid kol yomeinu, we're obligated in these constantly, all of our days, b'li hefsek, with no break. V'she'ein lanu shum ta'ana b'hanachazo, and we have no reason or excuse to leave it go. Kimo, just as Yichud Elokeinu b'levavinu, to have a oneness of Hashem in our heart, v'avdu b'maspunenu, and to serve Him with that which is hidden within us, l'liyira o'la'av also, and to fear Him and to love Him, v'she'nechzo of la'asos hamitzos, and that we should desire to do Hashem's mitzos, she'anachnu chayovim behem, that we are obligated to do, kimo she'amar HaKotzov, that it says in Tehillim Kuf Yotes Pasuk Hey, achalai yikonu d'rochai lishmor chukecha, I anticipate, I desire for the time where my path will be proper to be able to guard your laws. V'shenivtachbo, and that we should have bitachin and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shenimtzer nafshasinu eilav, and we have to be moshe nefesh, give our souls to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo she'nemar, as it says in Tehillim, Samech Beis Pasuk Tes, bitchu vo b'chol eis, you should trust in Him at every time. Am shifchu lofanav lavavchem, the nation who pours before Him their hearts. U'lhosir ha'shinu ve'akinim elavavinu, and we have to remove hatred and jealousy from our hearts, the shenifrosh mimosrei inyanei ha'olam, and that we have to separate ourselves from the extra things of this world, shetordin osonu me'avodas Hashem, that detract us and take us away from doing our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kichol zeh anu chayovim bo samid, all these obligations we are obligated in consistently, constantly, b'chol eis, at every moment, u'b'chol makom, in every time, u'b'chol shad, in every moment, u'b'chol rega, in every second, v'al kol inyan, no matter what. So long as our intellect and our neshama is within us. And something similar to this is a servant that his master commanded him to do two different works. One is to do in the house, and the second is basada, in the field. Doing work on the fields, on the ground, and to look at the land at certain designated seasons, and at certain shows you do us, and at certain designated times. If those times pass, or if he's not able to do it because something held him back from being able to do that work, he's removing from himself that obligation of his actions that he's supposed to do outside the master's home. But the actions that he is commanded to do within the house of the master, he does not remove that from himself so long as he's still there serving his master. As long as nothing detracts him from that and bothers him and gets him removed from that. And the obligation to do those actions, summit olav kishipane, are always on him when he has the time. Mechain, so too, mitzvos halev, the mitzvos of a heart, she'anu chayavim mehen, that we are obligated in, in lanu tano vehem, v'lo turei mehen. We have no burdens, and we have no bothers to take us away from doing them. Ela avas ha'olam, only the fact that we love this world. V'she'en anachnu mevinim, inyan vorinu, we don't really understand our Creator. K'mo she'nemar, as the pasuk in Yeshaya, perek hei, pasuk yedbei says, v'hoya chinor v'nevel, tof v'cholil, and it will be that the harp and the lyre and the drum and the flute, the yayin mishteim and the wine of the parties, the ispal Hashem lo yabitu, and the work of Hashem they don't look at. Umaisa yodav lo ro, and the actions of his hands, the work of his hands, lo ro, they didn't see. Yomati, and I have said, Shema hamin hazeh min hamitzvos, enu misyalid lemitzvos rabos. Maybe this type of mitzvos doesn't really break down into other many mitzvos. And that's why they left him alone, and that's why they didn't designate a specific sefer towards talking about them. But when I have contemplated the number of them and the different denominations and divisions of them, Matsosim Larov Ma'od the Hizyoldam, I have found them to be very many in their breakdown. Until the point where I thought that what David HaMelech was saying in Tehillim Kuf Yotes, Pasuk Tzadi Vav, L'chol Tichla Reizi Kates, for everything that is worn out, I have seen the end. Rechava Mitzvos Chamod, and your mitzvos are extremely broad. Amaro Al Mitzvos Halvavos, this is said on mitzvos of a person's heart. Ki Mitzvos Vayvarim Yesh Lehem Mitzvah Yaduah, because the mitzvos of a person's body that does have a fixed amount, Kamot Hayag Mitzvos, like the 613 mitzvos. Ach mitzvos halavavos rabos ma'od, but the mitzvos that are within a person's heart are very numerous. Ad ki ein l'soldoseya mispar, until the breakdown of it and the specifics of it don't even have any count. V'yamarti od, and I have said furthermore, shema hein kol kach mevo'aros v'yudos l'gol, maybe they're so explained and known to everybody, v'chol m'nei adam d'veikim v'hem, and so many people are so connected to them, actually nistarcha l'chaber b'sefer, that there was no need to put them in a sefer. And I looked into the customs of the people of many generations that are mentioned in different svarim, and I found them to be very distant from this type of category of mitzvos. Only the people who are specifically cautious and the specific designated ones, that is said about them, but other people, how much do they need for you to awaken them and to teach them? And all the more so, most of the people in our day, that they denigrate the wisdom in the mitzvos of a person's body, all the more so with the mitzvos that are in a person's heart. And when their heart would be so generous to have them look into the wisdom of the Torah, his intentions are only for things that people, the Amei Amaratim, the lower people, will call him a wise person. That he get a great name amongst the big people. And he veers away from the proper path of the Torah, to the way in which he won't gain any extra benefits. And he won't be cleansed from stumbling upon things within his soul. And if he didn't know these, he wouldn't be punished for them. And he has given up to look into the roots of his religion, and the foundation of the Torah, that he should not have turned his eyes away from and left them and forsaken them. And he was not able to do mitzvos, to fulfill mitzvos, if he doesn't know them and do them. Just like believing Hashem's oneness. If we are obligated to look into it with our intellect, with our minds, or if it's just enough for us to just know that it's true from our Masorah, just to say Hashem is one, like the simple people say, without any signs or any proofs to it. Or if we're obligated to contemplate and think about what it means, the true oneness, and something that is one, that is just transient. And to know whether we have to make distinctions between one, this type of oneness and another type of oneness that is very commonly found or not. And this idea, somebody who believes is not allowed to not know these. Shatorah has hira lav, the Torah warned us about these. Tichsiv etz apotzik in Devarim Dalet, Potzik Lamates says, Yodata hayom, you shall know today, v'hashevosa el lavavecha, and you shall put it into your heart, Ki Hashem hu ho Elokim, that Hashem is our God. V'chein shar mitzvos halavavos, and so too other mitzvos that are in a person's heart, shezachanu, like we have mentioned, v'she'anu asidim lizkar, and that we will mention in the future, asher lo sigomer emunas hamamin im lo yidoyim v'yasim, that a person who believes, his belief is not finished and complete unless he knows these and he does these. And this is the hidden wisdom. Which is the light within a person's heart. And is the brightness that comes from a person's soul. And on this, the Pasuk in Tehillim Nun Aleph Ches says, Hein emes chafasto. If you search for the true and you desire the truth, vatuchos, with your kidneys, vasosum, and into that which is hidden from you, chachmot sodieni, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put wisdom into your heart. And they said about one of the wise people, that they would sit with people until halfway through the day, and when he was all alone by himself, he would say, Havu ha'or ha'tzofun, bring out the hidden light. And he was saying this in reference to the mitzvahs of the person's heart. And one of the chachamim was once asked a strange question regarding halachas of gerushin. And he responded back to the one who asked him, Ata ha'ish ha'shoel, you, the one who asked me this question, Amash lo yazikhenu, im lo yadi da'enu, that this question that you ask, won't nothing, no damage will happen to you if you don't know the answer to it. Hayadata komashata chayav ledaito min ha'mitzvos asher incha rashay le'isalamim? Do you know what you're obligated to know of the mitzvos, that you're not allowed to veer your eyes away from them at all? Vein roi l'cho l'vishol b'hem, and you shouldn't be negligent to them at all? Ad sh'nif ne'isah v'lach sho v'sh'ilos nachyos, to the point where you're turning already to ask these strange types of questions, ashalos sikna behen mailo yaseir b'sarascha v'amunascha, that these won't add to your increasing your levels of learning Torah and emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo sasakim behen me'uvas hamidos nafshecha, and you won't be able to fix the crookedness of the midos that you have in your soul with these questions. V'hinei ani nishba, and I swear, ki mechamesh u'shloshim shana ani mis'asik b'masha tzorech, li mimitzos torasi, that I have been working for 35 years in that which is necessary for the mitzvos and my Torah. V'ata yodea rov torchi b'iyun v'rov hasvarim etzli, and you know the great work that I put into in delving into all of these many svarim that I have with me. V'lo finisi libi, and I haven't veered my heart away, l'mach efiniso libcho lishol alav, to these far-off questions that you turned your heart to ask on. V'herich l'uchicho l'vaishu alzeh, and he went on to rebuke him and to embarrass him about this. V'chacham acher omar, another chacham said, l'madati l'vare ma'isai chamesh v'esim shona, I learned how to straighten my path, my ways, for 25 years. V'omar chacham acher, another wise person said, Yesh min ha'chachma ma'shehu tzofen b'libos ha'chachamim kematmon ha'nister. There is wisdom that is hidden in the hearts of the wise people, like a jewel that is hidden. Asher im yastiruhu lo yisigenu adam. That if it remains hidden, nobody will attain it. V'chasher yigaluhu, but when it's revealed, lo ye'ole me'adam yosher in mehembo. And when you reveal it, it will not be hidden from anybody, the straightness and the justness in those ideas. And this is what the Pasuk in Mishlei Parak Chav Pasuk Hey says, Mayim Amukim, the deep waters, Eitza Belev Ish, is advice in the heart of a person, the Ish Tevuna Yidlena, and a person of wisdom will draw those waters. Rasulomer means to say, Ki HaChochma Tekua B'Toledes HaAdam, wisdom is embedded within a person innately, V'Tivo, and in his nature, U'V'Choach HaKaroso, and in his ability to recognize, Kamayim hatmunim b'leiv haaretz, like water that is hidden in the heart of the earth. The hanovon hamaskil, and somebody who has wisdom and understands, yishtadel lachkor al mashi yesh b'kocho, he will put in his efforts to try to search into and understand that which is in his ability, uv'matzpunov, and that which is hidden within him in achachma, of this wisdom. Legalosa, to reveal it, ulharosa, and to make it be seen. V'yishavenu milibo, and he will draw it out of his heart, just as a person will search to find the water that is in the depths of the earth. And I have asked one of the people who were very important of the wise people of Torah, of some of the things that I have mentioned to you about the wisdom of the hidden wisdom within a person, and he responded to me, that our Masora will be sufficient in place of looking into and delving into these things. Vamesh Domalo, and in any similar veins. Amartilo, I responded to him, Ein ze roi el misha ein bo yecholas lion, but that's inappropriate for somebody unless he doesn't have the ability to look into it. Mimne mir hakaroso, because of his lack of recognition, baruch hakavanoso, or the distance of his proper understanding, kanoshim, like women, v'chakatanim, and children, v'chasrei hadas mina anoshim, and people who don't have so much intellect from men. Ach misha v'kocho, v'sichlo, v'hakaroso, but if somebody has the ability in mental capacity and recognition, lamor alberer masha kibel, to understand clearly that which he received is a mesora, v'gubuhu mila ayinbo, v'sichlo, and he was withheld from looking into it with his own intellect. Ha'atzos ve'akalos b'mitzvos ha'kel b'zaroso, that his laziness and lightness made him be lacking in the mitzvos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, hunan ashozeh, he'll be punished for this. Va'oshem ala shehiz alimimeno, and he is guilty for the fact that he turned his head away from these things. B'zeh ha'dover domer le'eved, and this is similar to a servant, shetzivohu ha'melech le'kabel mamon me'avdei malchuzo, that the king commanded him to take money from all of the servants of the kingdom. V'sheyimne hamos v'yishklem v'yirotzeim, and that he should collect the money, count the money, and weigh the money that is brought in. V'hoya eved b'keach, and the eved was a smart person, u'mumche b'chol asher tzivo ha-melech, and he was an expert in everything the king commanded him to do. V'yishakmu lo avdei ha-malchos l'faisu b'dvorim, but the servants wanted to try to appease him by just saying words, and they were trying to be smart about it. Adashir hem in behem, until the point where he believed what they were saying. He fell into their trap. Ve'aviu ha'mamon elov, and when they brought the money to him, ve'omrulo, and they said to him, ki usholim b'minyano, that it has the complete amount that he requested, of mishkolo and its weight, u'mritzehu, and that it's not counterfeit, it's real money, it's not forged. Ve'hem in lohem, he trusted them. Ve'itz'atza lamod alberer divrehem, and he was lazy to clarify what they were telling him. Ve'hekel b'mitzas ha'malach, and he was light on the command of the king. When this was known to the king, he commanded to bring this money before him. And when he asked him about the weight and the amount of it, he wasn't able to respond to the king. And the king punished him for that which he was lax in his keeping the command of the king, and that he relied on the servant's words, something that he should have been able to figure out. Even if in the end the money would be like they said. And if he wasn't an expert in the field, he wouldn't be held obligated because of the fact that he relied on what they said. So to you. If you were not able to attain this through your own intellect, kmo ilos mitzvos hashema, like the reasoning behind mitzvahs that we just know b'mesorah, that it's a gzeres hakosov, things that don't necessarily make sense to us, then I would understand your claim, that you withhold yourself from looking into these things. So too, if your mind is very narrow and limited, and your recognition is very weak, to really understand it, you wouldn't be punished for your negligence. You'll be just like women and children, that it's just a masorah by them. But if you're a person of knowledge and understanding, that you're able to understand them, with a clarity to that which you have received as a masorah from the chachamim, that comes from the neviim, from the roots of our belief and our religion, the kotve hamaisim, and the pillars of people's actions, ata matzuva lehishtamish behem, you are obligated to use them, acha tamor alayin, until you're able to understand the matter, v'yizbara lecha midarach hakabola v'haseichel yachad, and then it'll be clear to you through your mesorah and your intellect together, v'intis aleim, but if you are look away, v'sifsha b'davar, and you're negligent in the matter, tia kimekatzer v'masha ata chayiv levoracha yizbarach, then you are cutting short that which you are obligated to your Creator to do. And this will be explained in two ways. One of them is, Mimasha Amar HaKosov, that which the Pasuk says in Devarim Yud Zayin Pasuk Ches, Ki Yipali Mimcha Dover LeMishpat, when you will be unaware of something in judgment, Bein Dom LeDom, between blood and blood, Bein Din LeDin, from one din to another, Ubein Negel LeNega, from one nega to a different nega, divir rivos visharecha, matters of fight amongst your gates, v'asisa api ha-davar asher yagidu lecha, and you will do based on what they tell you, what the basin tells you to do. V'chshe'atu mistakel b'mashe kolav ha-posuk harishon minyana hedinim, and when you look into that which the first posuk puts into the, regarding all the judgments, timtzayim devarim shetzrichim lifrorosam, you'll find things that need to be specified, ulechalkim, and to divide them, uledakdik behem derech ha-kabbalah, and to be very exacting them in the Mesorah, lo b'derech osos ha-seichel, not through intellectual proofs. Halosira, don't you see? Shelo hizkir b'chlolam inyan minu anyanim asher yusgu mitzad ha-seichel. Nothing of there is said of things that a person understands with his own intellect. Kilo amar, it doesn't say in the pasuk keshe tistapek b'inyan ha-yichud eichu, that when a person doesn't understand the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it is, Ovishmos Habore, or the names of Hashem, of Midosav and his traits, Ovishorish Mishorshe Hadas, and the roots of Avodas Hashem and our religion, Ka'avodas Hamokam, like serving Hashem, of Tuach Alav and having trust in Him, Tikana Lefanav and being submissive before Him, V'yachid Hamas Alishmo, and to having complete intention to do the actions for Him, Levarer Hamaisim Hatovim Mipigi Ha'efsed, and to clarify and to clean out all of a person's good actions from anything that he's doing for any wrong intentions. V'inyani hachuva min averos, and regarding doing tshuva from sin. V'liro mimeno, and to have fear of Hashem. U'la'ava also, and to have love of Hashem. U'lizboshesh miponav, and to be embarrassed from before Him. U'lichoshev im hanefesh ba'avur shmo, and to make a cheshbon of nefesh, to do some introspection for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'adoma lezen, and similar things. Mimashi yagia elav ha'odam b'derech ha'seichel ve'akorah, and similar things to what a person will come to with thinking and recognizing. Shetamin behem ayidei chachmei ha-Torah, should you believe in them only through the chachmei ha-Torah that gave over the Mesorah, v'ha-semech, and relying on them, v'sismach al-divrei kabbalos b'vad, you'll just rely on their Mesorah that they gave you alone. Aval omar, shetoshev al-daitcha u'sashamis b'sichacha b'mesh adoma lezeh. Rather, what the Torah is saying is that you should think in your mind and use your intellect to whatever you can, and things in similar vein of what we have spoken about. Acher tithamar lov mitzara kabbalah, after you already know it from the Mesorah, she kolalas kol mitzvos haTorah v'shoshein afrikan, because this includes all the mitzvos of the Torah and their roots and their details. V'sach kor alav b'sechelcha, and you have to delve into and contemplate it with your mind, with your intellect. V'sgunotcha, and your understanding. V'shigol daitcha, and the balance and the weighing of your mind. Ashi is barlecha ha'emes, until it is clear to you what the truth is, v'yidocha ha'sheker, and that the shekel will be pushed away. K'lechtziv is the pasuk in Devarim Perek Dalet Pasuk Lamed Tes says, v'yadato hayom v'hashevosa elavecha, and you will know today, and you will put it to your heart, ki Hashem hu elokim b'shamayim mimal, v'ela aretz mitachas einot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in heaven above, and in the earth down below, and no more. V'chein omar b'chol ma'ashenucha lamod, so too it says about that a person has to know and clarify that which he could through his own intellect. Like Chazal say the Gemara in Yabamas, Dav Zayin or Aleph, Kol davar shehayu bechlol, anything that was included in the general rule, V'yotza min haklol lelamid, and it was excluded from the general rule to teach you, Lo lelamid ala atzma yotza, it's not just telling you about it itself, Lo lelamid ala klal kula yotza, it's telling you something about the entire rule. Since understanding the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just a branch off of the understanding of these concepts with a person's intellect in general, so that which he is obligated in that, he is obligated in all of these ideas. And the second thing is, that which the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Mem, Pasuk Chavches, Halo Yodato Im Lo Shemato, don't you know, if you didn't hear, Elokei Olam Hashem Borei Ketos Haaretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the edges of the world? Omer, the pasuk says, Halo Yadata, don't you know? Ki HaYadiyah Shei Mitzad HaRaya, Yadiyah, knowledge, is through proofs. But Omer, and it says, Halo Shemata, didn't you hear, Aderach HaKabbalah VeHaSemech? This is Mesorah, and relying upon what you've heard as a tradition. V'chin Omer, so to the pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Mem, pasuk Chafala says, Halo Seidu, don't you know? Halo Sishmu, don't you hear? Halo Hugon Merosh Lochem, wasn't it already told to you? Hikdim Hayadiyah Mitad Haraya,
al hayodia mitzad hakabbalah v'ha'agada. The pasuk proceeds knowing through logical understanding with proofs before the knowledge that comes from Masorah and things that you were told. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said in Devarim Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Vav. Hashem tigmeluzos, to Hashem will you bestow this? Am nova v'lo chacham, a foolish and unwise nation. Zechor yomos olam, understand the days of old of the whole world. Binu, understand, shnos dor v'dor, the years of every generation. Sh'al avicha, ask your father v'yageidcha, and he will tell you. Zekenecha, your elders v'yomulach, and they will tell you also. V'zeroya al masha zechanu, this is a proof to what we said. Ki ha'kabbalah, because of Masorah, v'im hi kodemes bateva, and even though it may precede in a person that has to be the first step to know the Masorah, because you have to know that step first. Ein min hazrizos, it's not of a person who is zealous, who is quick, who wants to put in the effort. She yismoch aleh levada, that he should just rely on the Masorah alone. Mishu yuchal adas beruru v'derech ha'reos, if that person is able to understand it more clearly by bringing proofs and proving it. Umin hadin, and it is logical, it is proper to look into the things that a person understands with his intellect, with his mind, and to bring proofs to it, in a way that a person's mind logically will understand it and be able to assist with that. For somebody who has the ability to be able to do so.